Hello there. It's been a while since I've added a podcast episode, and it's amazing how we get inspired by random things or the timing of a message and how important it can be. When I was at church this morning, I was actually at our children's portion, our Sunday school, and we watch a video to kind of set off another rotation, or to kick off, I should say, another rotation at Sunday school, and they showed a video and a story about the tale of three trees. And these three trees, from their perspective, they wanted to basically be great. They had, if you ask the trees, of course, trees can't talk, but from this perspective, they were talking, and they wanted to be something really, really good. They wanted to be made into a chest, a treasure chest fit for kings. One tree wanted to remain standing at the top of a hill and be the tallest tree ever, and they wanted to be the greatest. And the next tree aspired to be great as well. And when they were cut down, one tree became basically a feed trough and didn't get their way. And another tree basically got damaged in the wind and got thrown overboard, or thrown into a junk pile, and obviously didn't get to stay the tallest tree in the forest. And the third one got kind of cut up as well and didn't get there. But at the end of the story, that feed trough was the manger that Jesus was born into, and one of them ended up being parts of a boat that carried the king, and the last one was the one that got thrown into the junk, and it basically became later on the cross that Jesus died upon. And it's amazing. I tell people all the time that if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan. And isn't that amazing how many times, just personally in my life, things haven't gone the way I wanted them to, and honestly, they turned out better. That my plan wasn't what was required or wasn't what was necessary, even though I wanted it so bad. And I can go way back to high school and before, of things that I absolutely wanted, didn't get, and it ended up being a blessing. And the opposite can be true as well. And so I just find it interesting, as I say, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan, that today's message was timely, and that we don't always know what is in store. We don't always know what's laid out before us. I could think of job decisions that I've been a part of where I thought for sure I knew what I wanted. And I can tell you right now that this podcast would not be part of my life had I made a different decision in any one of those jobs. I can tell you there's many things in my life that are better because I didn't get what I wanted. So I challenge you in this short message to think about those things and think about where you are. And if you're not where you want to be, maybe it give you a little bit of patience and to think that maybe there's something else planned for you. Or there's another opportunity that's just about ready to be brought in front of you. And so be eyes open and ready for those things to come into play. And also to be ready for it. And it's certainly possible that it'll be right there in front of you. So I do believe if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. It's not up to us. We spend a lot of time thinking we're in control of our lives, and that's not necessarily the case. And I didn't set out to make this about God, but I guess in the end, isn't it all about God and how he can help us? So again, I probably will title this excerpt, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. I know that there is one, and I trust in his. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and until next time.